Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
It's your week.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
On your week. Yeah, and here we are at Brewery X, Cody.
In the beautiful city of Anaheim.
Get that
phlegm out.
Yeah. You gotta get that German phlegm out. Yeah, we're here at a brewery. We have our first ever, the month of March here, we're doing all beer.
All breweries and bars.
Yeah. Basically,
I think this will be the one brewery we go to this month.
This is the one brewery.
Yeah, the rest are probably bars.
Yeah, so we did have something planned for Mix and Match next week, but I already did part of that, so...
Yeah, I'm going to do the other half. that's going to be like a...
Imagine a two-parter.
Imagine the two-faced reviews. That's what it's like.
It's basically
two personalities, two different viewpoints, two different perspectives, two completely different places.
It's mix and match.
It's a very different type of mix and match. Yeah, it's still mix and match.
We were going to just pick another place, but when Cody brought him, I was like, nah.
Nah, fuck that.
I'll say, you go whatever bar you go to anytime this week, whatever, I want you to review that one, and I'll stick for this one, whatever and shit, and we'll just get like two total. You're getting a two for one.
That's going to be fun, too, because we can still do like a regular mix and match show, too. Like, just talk about the.
Yeah, because we're going to do
beer, you bring your whiskey.
We're gonna do the same thing.
But it'll be like
the Godfather.
Yeah, let's talk.
We're just gonna talk shit.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
And then obviously we're going to Casey's for
Casey's at the end of the month. Yep.
Yeah, so it's the end of the month there. Yeah. So but right now we're at Brewery X. Right now I'm drinking Roulette. I forgot the name of it now.
Some Roulette.
Yeah, it was Roulette something. Dictator Roulette. There you go.
Yeah. Take a look real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Cody's going to take a break. I'm going to keep you entertained here, people. So, yeah. So, right now, me and Cody both got a beer right now, whatever. First of all, your eyesight is really good.
Dictionary Roulette.
There we go. Dictionary Roulette. I got a Dictionary Roulette. I got a half.
This Cody. Is a tour time. It's a dry hop Kolsch. Dry hop Kolsch.
I got a dry hop.
I was about to say Pilsen, but it's not Pilsen.
Is mine a dry hop IPA?
I don't know if it's dry hop, but it's a hazy IPA.
Yeah, it's hazy, not dry hop, sorry.
It might be dry, I don't know. They don't say. It's good though.
I don't think it's dry hop.
It's probably not.
No, but it is a hazy IPA. So this place is huge.
It is fucking massive. And that's what I was looking at when doing research on the place. Everybody kept saying, like, where the fuck did this come from? It was only open for 2 years.
And you're a beer dude.
Yeah. I never heard of it. Nobody really talks about it in the crowd beer community.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I don't know. I guess it's because it's too... It's not like the real craft breweries, like the usual ones, like the industrial area.
What's crazy
out of the way of everything, like smaller.
You drink in Orange County a lot, too.
I do.
And a lot of your beer in
there. Yeah, it's so good.
Come out here and I don't never...
Never been. Yeah.
That's why I was kind of shocked. So, like, when we was picking a place, I was like... I really wanted you to pick a place you've never been to or heard of in general and stuff like that.
Yeah, because we were about to go do Bottle Logic earlier.
Yeah.
We were actually there.
And
they didn't have the Game of Thrones show. We're like, no, fuck this. Then we left.
I was like, how's gonna be Cody's week and his throne in here? Like, I was like, fuck this place.
Throne out here.
So I was like,
oh, that's bullshit.
I looked at him and was like, aren't you glad we left though?
I am glad we left,
because
this is about to be the spot. Man, I did that double other coin flip. I was like, here we go.
We did a walk around before we grabbed our drinks and stuff, and we looked at Jen and said, how are we gonna start this?
They have two bars inside. And they have one spot on the other side that's just pours only. It's not really a bar per se.
How do you describe? Okay, first of all,
it's
park.
Yeah, you park and it's like its own like establishment.
Warehouse,
they have basically a parking lot pretty much wraps all the way around.
Yeah,
for the most part. They have a background play area where you can bring your dog. It's like a little mini dog park.
There's a lot of bulldogs there, too.
A lot of bulldogs. Yeah, dude, all bulldogs.
Yeah, all bulldogs. My sister would love this place.
Yeah. There's also another place inside where you play cornhole, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, you play cornhole. Let's save that part.
Let's
talk about this man, because we're going to work our way around. We're going to drag this laptop.
Yeah, we're going to work our way around.
Yeah. We're going to have a drink.
So, just for this spot,
So, the front end.
I can hold, it says 49 people. I think you can hold more.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think the front end is a little bit more of a date spot.
It is. Because they have, off to the side, they have, like, these little booths.
Which is better than
tables.
The booths we're sitting at.
Yeah,
like, way better. Yeah. They look extravagant, actually.
Yeah, and then they have this, I guess, like, we call this, you just sit your hand on it. It's a little railing, I guess, whatever. I don't know what you call it.
Oh my god.
But there's nothing over there. There's like two mirrors.
You can call it a breakfast table.
They have a breakfast table.
Yeah. Right there. And mainly like they got like a lot of flowers and lighting.
Even the lighting is more romantic.
the lighting's romantic.
Right now.
And then the flowers too.
The flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's cool too. Yeah, they have this, it's like its wall with like the
mirrors on it and something.
No, the wall with the overgrowth on it.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Leaves.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's cool. I think there's a heater right there too.
Yeah, it's a heater right there too.
So you walk in, they have this big ass tap list off to the side. See what you want. Big ass font letters. Can't miss it. They have two registers in the front.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice.
Two funny ladies working out there.
Ladies,
whatever.
Yes,
got our jokes. Whatever. Yep. So now let's talk about this room we're in. But first of all, let's talk about the drinks we ordered from the first one, which is got. We just said, obviously.
Dictionary.
Roulette.
Tour time.
The finish on this one is smooth as shit.
Very smooth.
It's 7.58.
Yeah, usually with these. With these hazy IPAs, when people don't know how to make them, usually the finish is a bit like too bitter and a bit chalky.
Yeah.
It has that chalkiness such a fucking egg. This one's just smooth though. It's nice.
I mean, it's a
really easy
sipper for 75.
Yeah, I thought it was like 6%. It's like 7.5. You said
when I sipped it, I thought it was less because that was the reason why I got it. Because I was like, ooh, it's a good percentage right there. Mm-hmm. Let me grab that, whatever. It tasted like it was way less than that, but it was very sweet and smooth though. Whatever. I was like, oh, I like this right here.
And then my tour time, the dry hop Polish.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice hop.
I like
it's going on there. Very nice finish.
Yeah.
That's what I've been catering towards lately. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before, but the. Yeah, the hoppy Pilsner Kolsch lagers.
I've been
loving those lately. So that's my jam right now. Very well done, I must say.
I gotta say, I think mine, that's a great introduction to craft beer. You give this to a regular...
I would say so, it's not offensive. Like,
no,
I mean,
it's not offensive. It's not strong.
Yeah.
It's not in your face.
It's not alcoholic.
It's not bitter. It's
not boozy.
It's got a good percentage in there and stuff like that.
The hops are in your face. It's pretty balanced for the most part.
I would give this a good introductory. I'd be like, here, drink this. If you don't like this, then I don't know what the fuck.
Which is funny. I would never think an IPA would be more of a better
introductory
beer than a lager.
No.
But sure enough, here we are.
Even an ale. An IPA is like almost last on the list, whatever, because it's bitter.
Those are big beers.
So now we're in the second room here. We're going to go get another beer.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to describe the room for you guys, whatever stuff. This is the man sports room.
This is the man cave.
Yeah, this is the
big ass man cave.
I walked back here, Cody was still in the front. I said, Cody, you got to come back here.
Pretty much a sports bar.
Yeah.
But just all good beer.
We should have came here on the Super Bowl.
Shit, we should have.
Yeah, but we didn't think about it.
We didn't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it was packed as fuck up here, too. But another thing, too, though, is like, I love that big ass TV, dude.
Yeah.
It is fucking clear.
Corners.
And then they got these nice little bar stools there and stuff like that. Not bars. What do you call those picnic tables over there? Benches. I guess picnic tables, whatever it may be and stuff. Looking at the snacks menu right here. Very cheap. I think the highest on that menu we saw there was $7.
$7.
Yeah, $7. Obviously, normal price for a brew. We got chips for $4. We're going to probably grab some of those. Oh, and some salsa. You can get those $5. Common ground, guacamole, $6. Jerky, $7. Dollar snacks for like chip mix, cookies, goldfish crumbs, whatever it may be, and stuff like that. But this room is definitely a sports room. Got nice glasses for sale with t-shirts and stuff like that. And this is the part. This is going to be the first time we do this in reviews or whatever, but we're going to be like just traveling around each area and we're going to pull back out the mic or whatever and grab another drink per se.
So stick around, folks.
Yeah, stick around. We're going to come right back after this message from our sponsors.
Hi. Did you take this pill? Is your dick not waking up in the morning? Then try this pill right here, whatever. Just dial 1-800-MY-BAD. That's 1-800-R-BAD.
1-800-CAN-GET-IT-UP.
Yeah. So we'll be right back right now. So we back, everyone.
Yeah.
We took a tour around the whole place now. We got like 5 beers sitting here because they fucked my order up.
Yeah, we tried to get a flight. Yeah. They gave me like three half bars.
He completely fucked my whole meal. But you know what? It's a fuck up that's not, I'm not complaining about.
It's cool.
Yeah.
We'll make it work. Oh, we're gonna make the fuck up work.
So what we drinking? What we drinking on right now
is
Am
I Real Yo?
Oh yeah, Am I Real Yo?
It's a play off the hop Amarillo hops.
Am I Real Yo?
Amarillo hops.
And we sipping on that right now. I also got what we had earlier though. We had a Laika. I had a Laika.
You also had the mango.
Mango IPA. That was Laika.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Right? Oh, I got the
Juicy Bright.
Okay, yeah. Man, that's fucking Laika.
She was straight mango puree.
Oh, it was delicious. That was my fruit juice for the morning.
Mango puree.
Got all my vitamin C, Cody, you know, and my vitamin D later. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling amped and pumped now. How the fuck did you get vitamin
C? Like, what the hell, man?
Hey, man.
I don't want to know.
I can't tell you my secrets.
I don't want to know.
You watching the ending of this Lakers game?
Yeah, right? I think they're about to. I can't see the score right now.
No. A
bunch of motherfuckers in the way, but, you know, whatever. I look up online. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine, whatever. We missed the whole game anyway, so. Yes. I got pissed for a moment because I thought we was losing. I was like, let's just say 92.
Yeah, check this shit right now.
So, we came in right now, guys. So check it out for us.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys know we're big Laker fans.
Oh, we're down by one. Ain't that great?
We down by what?
That's lovely. Down by one.
How many fucking minutes, buddy?
110. I can't tell. Hold on.
Last time I saw
36 seconds left.
I don't know who ball it is right now.
Oh, boy.
One of them games. One of them fucking games. Oh, and of course it'd be against the goddamn Celtics.
Hey, AD, stop looking up the fucking sky. You need to fucking look at the goddamn.
Shit.
You ain't with Patriots jersey, man.
Of course, Boston got it.
Fuck up out of here. Fucking ass out of here. Damn, we're playing a lot of here.
Anyway.
See, that's why I can't talk sports anymore.
Yeah, you got all these kids over here too and shit.
I was just telling Cody before we recorded, I was like, I get angry now. Sports, I'm like, God damn it. Look, I had two teams cheated this year.
Yeah.
Shit, okay? I got angry on that part. Yeah.
Two got fucked up.
In different leagues, too. Mm-hmm. In the same sports. Two different leagues. So, now imagine if I go 3-for-3, Cody.
Oh, it's going to be a mess.
They're like a big-ass dog, by the way. They look like a coyote. Actually, they look like the hyenas from Lion King.
It does like a hyena. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. You see some big. We saw Cujo.
We saw Clifford. Except he's black now.
Yeah. And looking hungry. We saw a 6-year-old birthday party for a dog.
Yep. Some man, dog's birthday party at a brewery.
That's the first.
Hey, I love it, man. I mean, I love it, bro. You know?
Jesus. People, we got with Jermaine. It's like never a shortage of ass just everywhere. On his phone, in the vicinity.
In the vicinity, yes.
It don't matter. It's everywhere. I can't explain it.
You ain't got a lot of people. Have you ever seen this many hot women when
you're waiting? No, just from you.
Only with me.
I don't know what it is. Oh. Just, God. Just again. Like, what the fuck, man?
What is she wearing?
What is she not wearing? Better question.
Lord,
she might as well just wore nothing.
Oh, this podcast.
Yeah, okay,
yeah. Off track now.
Yeah. Ah. You need a dog.
Apparently.
Oh,
man.
What is
just hanging out. Anyway.
It is literally hanging out. But anyway, Cody, let's talk about this beer we're drinking right now.
Yes. Amarillo.
I can't see the score, but 111 Lakers. 111 Lakers.
Defense.
Good look right there. Anyway, though.
That's not one of us.
Look at that master mic. Hey. You didn't pull that? it's like master, I lined that up for you. You didn't even take advantage of it. He's like, somebody give me a new owner. He's fucking up the game right now. But yeah, we're drinking Am I Real Yo?
Am I Real Yo?
Yo. That dog is like, hold on, master. Oh, hell no.
It's a free throw.
Oh, okay, that's fine, I guess. But anyway, though, so let's talk about this beer, Carter. You're getting distracted by this Laker game.
Yeah, I know.
Got a little bitter taste to it at the end on the finish right there.
You know, I think about Amarillo, it's going to sound kind of weird, but it's kind of like a, it's like an oniony, garlicky sort of hop.
I can see that, yeah, because it's hoppy.
Yeah.
On the finish more so than ever.
That's why some people don't really like it, because they're more sensitive to those particular flavor notes from the Amarillo. But I like it because it's not like too over the top.
I like it too because it's subtle.
Yeah.
No wonder the dog was looking at him. He was just like, oh, now I'm back to this old ass.
Yeah. Shit.
So you could have upgraded and you didn't fucked up again.
Yeah, all the IPAs I've tried here have all been really good. They're not like malty at all. It all tastes fresh.
Yeah. They've all been fresh. They've been subtle and they've been just like smooth, easy drinkers, to be honest. Probably the most we've ever done for a beer week.
Yeah. I would say so, yeah.
We've had like what?
Shit. Maybe like 7 beers.
Yeah, about seven beers. And we're still not done with
it. No. No, we're not. This is just beginning.
Yeah. I'm terrified now. Well, let's move on to the next
one. Yeah, let's try that Ember. What's the one called?
This one is the Mahogany Mates.
Mahogany Mates.
Mahogany Mates, yeah. So Mahogany Mates here, we got here.
That shit got in your nose.
Oh man. It's foamy, everybody. It's delicious.
What?
Check the scoreboard on your phone. Check the scoreboard on your phone.
This is over.
I think we won. I don't know.
Yeah, we won.
Yeah, we won.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Why are we struggling against fucking Boston? Come on now.
Well, Boston's a good team.
I know. Fuck them.
Hey, we've always had this rivalry for years, so, you know, it fits.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind Lakers and Boston's in the finals.
So what
happened? Whip their ass one more time, whatever, like we used to do back in the day, and today, and every other day.
Goddamn right. Fuck Boston.
Yeah, Boston is something like that. Yeah. But Boston was part of that cheating-ass fucking Houston Astros or whatever shit.
That's how you remember New England, they got caught 4-2.
Hell yeah.
The Patriots.
So, cheating-ass motherfuckers in Boston, apparently. I admire your cheating skills, right? But look, do whatever you've got to do to win. Just don't get caught.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, wait, is it over?
It don't look
I
like
thought
it
was over, but I...
It's got to be over. It's probably, what, 12?
Oh, 12 seconds.
So, right now...
Who's smelling? But those of you like the more malt forward sort of beers, Amaretto.
Once again, this is subtle as hell.
They're probably pretty easy drinking for the most part. It's probably a lot of caramel.
Very tropical-ish.
Oh, it's tropical. So it's a little hoppy. Interesting.
I'm not smelling any hops, to be honest, right now.
But you get a tropical nose, you really get those from Amber
Ales. No, I'm going to go ahead and sip this one. Finish is weak, but it lingers. So it's not like weak per se or whatever. It lingers on the front part. What are you getting on the nose for you now?
It's like a slight grassy.
Yeah.
Slight
oaty. I think it more as a
it's
tropical.
It's very faint though.
Tropical palm tree smell. Or,
a little bit.
Yeah. You know what? The finish just faded away now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a... It's nice. It's good.
Smooth.
Yeah, look at it.
It's fine.
Light little... Slightly...
Yeah.
Pretty well balanced, yeah. It's almost weedy, kind of. Almost
no,
like
definitely
weedy.
Yeah.
Almost tastes like a hefty.
It's definitely weedy. You know what, none of it tastes, when you said weedy, I definitely get that on the nose. No
yeah.
It's definitely weedy, so yeah.
Yeah, weedy, light grass.
It's grass a way darker grass. Color, too. It's got that amber ale color compared to the...
Well, it's amber,
yeah. Yeah. Yo, am I real, whatever stuff?
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
It's fine, yeah. It's decent. Not my favorite of the night.
It's good, though. I can drink that.
Definitely smooth as hell, though, for sure. I think this brewery actually is like a perfect place for a first-time craft beer. If you say so, yeah. These drinks are...
All the beers are great so far. Really good so far.
We got a lot of that menu, too.
So let's switch it up, shall we?
I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah, I was looking at that, too, yeah. Blue jeans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like a Lana Del Rey. Blue jeans. white shirt. Yeah. Come around. Lana Del Rey got some nasty ass lyrics, by the way.
Oh, yeah, she was a guilty freak.
What was the name of that one song she had where she opens up? My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
I've never heard that.
Okay. I think it's called Cola, actually. Like, God damn, gross.
That's not good, though. I like Pepsi.
Cola. That's, I don't drink soda, so.
Hey, I don't like Pepsi.
I want you now, though.
Yeah, I just said Coca Cola. I'd be like, all right. I don't know about that Pepsi, though.
When she opened up with that, I was just like, damn.
I don't know about that.
Oh, that was her opening lyrics of the song. So, as you know, I'm hooked.
Eat my pussy. It tastes like cola.
It's like, all right. Do I pull a ticket?
Man, I don't like Pepsi, man.
Do I pull a ticket or what? You gonna like that Pepsi, Cody? Yeah. You gonna like that Pepsi. Shit, that Pepsi gonna taste delicious. Best goddamn Pepsi ever. You don't think they put Coke in that Pepsi? Shit, is that a wolf?
Yeah.
That's a husky.
Yeah, that's a husky.
Oh, boy.
She noticed.
Yeah,
she looked bad.
Lucky I'm not Jamel.
He should have followed his ass.
Oh, shit. But I always say, like, if any story ever comes out of Cody, whatever, sir, I gotta hear the other side of it right away.
Yeah,
when it comes to Jermell, I don't need to hear no other side. Hey, man, you know who you are. Yeah. What do you got here, Cody? You got these drinks here, too.
Oatmeal Stout called Little Bam Bam.
That's some good ass eyesight.
Yes. I remember the name. It's pretty light, 4.5%.
What? That's the darkest drink we've had so far, too.
Yeah. Ooh, a lot of coffee. Tons of coffee. Roast, very roasty.
All the darker drinks up there look like they were like coffee.
A little milk chocolatey.
Okay.
A little bit, but it's just coffee and roast.
Okay. What are you getting on the taste there?
Ooh.
Cody?
Very fucking good. I'll tell you that.
That's all I need to hear.
Super roasty. Get the coffee notes. More chocolate on the taste.
Yeah. And I pour some Rica coffee grain in that.
Try it. That's actually really fucking
make
good.
Make the last drop again.
Taste that, man. All right,
here we go.
That's really good.
It is 4.5.
That is super coffee.
That is impressive.
Why is this game still on? Cody, I thought that was like 12 seconds left. What the fuck, dude? Super chocolatey.
You win it, man. I said,
yeah, I'm about to.
We're gonna get a turnover.
This way. Game over?
Did we talk about the outside area too?
I don't think we did.
Yeah, yeah. So, dude, that's an outside. Well, not even outside. It's like another part of this whole.
Yeah, they had like a little private section off.
They got live music out there.
The live.
Drink your food at too.
Stage for live music. Like a big ass stage too.
Yeah, you get your food out there too. They got a little section of private area as well too. They got some games out there like corn sack.
Beer pong
with big ass cups.
And we were saying, oh, that should be easy. Get these big ass.
And nobody
big ass
cup.
But you saw the ball was bouncing. It sucked. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, fuck that thing.
That's how they get you.
That husky looked like a wolf, like a motherfucker. Though. Like,
are they in the same family though?
Yeah, they are. But like that one particular. You know? That one particular. Because like the height of it, that's why.
Yeah.
The height of it, definitely.
That looks pretty cool though.
That's pretty cool. ZZ Top. But yeah, that third room right there, fucking awesome, dude. You can book a little thing. They got like a little express taster.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, it's talking about a little sidebar. Yeah, not really a bar, but a little express room.
Just a little pour real quick.
So you have to go to the bars.
This is super
tall. Oh, let's get the little food truck, too. It's not really a truck, but it's like their own.
So when you go outside, there's another food truck that serves like
tacos, wings.
Asian fusion.
Oh, I thought it was one inside.
Oh, you're talking about the one inside? Oh, yeah. Sorry. They have like wings, tacos, tater tot.
Loaded tots.
Some other stuff. That's
Emma.
Big ass bulldog. Jesus Christ.
Ziggy.
Jesus. What the fuck? Everybody leaving now. Game's over now. Game's over now.
All right, show.
2 points. You looking at us like, fuck you. I'm recording.
Yeah.
What are we doing? This is super chocolatey.
Are you tasting it?
No, I haven't tasted it. I'm sniffing.
Please taste
coffee as hell. But let's taste it.
That's a great beer, man. That's a delicious beer.
Holy shit.
Get another sip. That's 4.5.
That's coffee as fuck.
That's 4.5%. And it's that flavorful. Insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even more flavorful than the first drink I had. The roulette one.
Mm-hmm.
Dictionary roulette, and that was 7.5. Whoa,
yeah,
Oh my god, that coffee lingers too. All you coffee addicts out there, this is a great thing. What was the name of that one again?
Little Bam Bam.
Little Bam Bam.
Little Bam Bam.
Little Bam Bam, Bam, Bam my ass, shit.
Ain't nothing little about that.
Bam Bam got big.
That's an ABV, that's it.
Man. What's the next drink we got?
The final one, Slap and Tickle. This is West Coast Tropical IPA.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Get that nose real quick. Get that foam in your mouth.
Definitely tropical. A lot of very mango, papaya, pineapple. Tons of pineapple.
You know, mango and pineapple for the beer weeks have been the last
drop. This is very pineapple forward, actually.
Because the Dios de los Mangos, that had a lot of mangoes and pineapple.
That's right.
So that's the breadwinner here. Sour ales and mangoes. Mm-hmm. They have been the breadwinner on the beer weeks here. They got empty as fuck in this.
I know. Everybody watching the game.
It's a great TV to watch the game on, though. Only if you're sitting in those tables, though. If you're sitting in the back, it kind of sucks. You can see that scoreboard.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait for that.
Listen to the name. That's tropical as fuck.
I thought this kid had a power in this. What the fuck? With that sweater on, with a button up under that motherfucker. Right off the nose, it's coffee. That's all you get.
But it's so free, though. Juicy.
Super juicy.
Yeah.
That shit's wet as fuck.
Yeah.
That shit's wetter than a horny ass ball.
Bubble issues. Jesus
Christ, hold on.
Get us some of that.
Holy shit, dude, that is wet as fuck. That might be the freshest pour we've had all day or every shit.
Yeah.
That's fresh.
All the beers here is just fucking great.
This is your first time being here.
Wow, that's great.
Being the godfather of craft beer or whatever.
Wow.
Are you glad we left bottle?
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I know Bottle Logic is good, but this shit. Yeah.
This is an experience.
It's new too. This is great. It's better.
Wow, this has been fantastic. We've been going for 26 minutes now. We got our two beers here. We're going to knock these out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to finish these out here, and we're going to enjoy whatever the fuck we can that's here and stuff. This has been Brewery X.
Yeah, it's been a great stop.
Craft Beer Week.
Yeah, highly enjoyable.
The month of March.
So, what's the rating on this one?
Dude, I told you when you put your camera on when he's in the third room, we didn't even have a drink yet. I said, this is the last drop for me.
Last drop?
This is the last drop for me.
I can't find any complaints. Bartenders are cool.
You guys are biased.
Plenty of spots.
It's roomy, too.
The beer is fucking great. I'm sure the food is good, too. We didn't get a chance to try the food, but...
It's cheap, though.
Yeah,
the food was cheap as hell, whatever. I don't think anything was over $7, $8 or whatever. Yeah. Food or whatever. Even on the menu outside, the outside area. That's another thing. They got a little outside patio area, too.
Oh, yeah. They have like a third-party food truck.
Yeah. Third-party
food truck. Yeah, like certain little dumplings right now.
A little Asian fusion.
Yeah, it looks good.
Looks great, whatever stuff. Dogs playing outside, a little patio set. The environment alone was the last drop. Mm-hmm. This is before I even tasted anything, whatever. Last drop. I was like, the environment is cool. Some beautiful ass women in here with some ugly ass dudes.
That's understated.
They with the ugliest motherfuckers I've ever seen. So I have a chance here. actually, I don't. Nobody's talking to me yet. the TVs are a winner. That better be a Kobe jersey. If not, I'm going to be pissed.
Jerry West. This is cool.
All right.
I'll accept that.
I love slide, remember? We just saw a Big Pun walk by, whatever stuff.
We saw the Suge Knight earlier.
Yeah. Suge Knight, that's right. I love like the different areas look totally different from each other. You got the dating room.
Yeah, all different vibes.
The dating room, the sports bar.
And then the
party.
Oh, the party, yeah.
The party and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a party.
And then the outside is kickback.
Yep.
Kickback, dating room, sports bar, the party.
So you can bring everybody. It's all the types of personalities, and they'll all have a good time.
Yeah, Cody, what are you waiting this to? Last drop?
Last drop. I had no clicks.
This is a winner here.
Good prices. Beer.
Prices are right.
Good prices.
The food and
bartenders are chill.
Bartenders are great.
They're knowledgeable. They know their shit.
The lines move fast.
Lines move very fast. Oh, I got the hiccups. Drinking too fast. Sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of going fast.
I'm trying to think of a plane here. Maybe the bathrooms look like shit. I don't know.
I haven't been going yet.
That's a big motherfucker right there. Pretty close to Cody right now. All right. Maybe he sees you as his own, Cody. Same color. He's like, smell my brother.
Me.
Yeah. I don't feel alone.
You're like
anymore.
Me.
He's like, help me.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So with that said, people, that has been another bar review here for Beer Week.
Brewery X.
next week, tune in for our Mix and Match week, where I'll be doing Berkshire House and Tony will
be doing something.
We'll figure it out. Two different reviews, Mix and Match week there. This is the month of March, whatever, and like we always say, I'm your Godfather Crab.
Fucked that up already.
Because I was holding this.
I've been gone too long.
Godfather, yeah, because I've been doing both. That shit sucks a lot. That clean noise sucks. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB, though.
I'm the Godfather Crab here, Cody. What the hook hiccups?
And like we always say, glasses will never be empty.
What? You fucked that up.
I did fuck that up. Livers will never be the same. How long have we been doing this now? Almost a year.
Round three.
Take one. Livers will never be the same.
And glasses never be dry.
Jesus Christ.